So Stephen A. Smith said, every dude agrees that a 7 on a scale of, you know, out of 10 is better than a 10. Now, Nard's out there trying to search for a 10.
Yeah, 10.
He's not going to get it.
Why not?
Because you live in a different planet, dude. Like, in your brain, you're in another world.
That's fine.
It's just not going to happen. But listen.
There's no man alive that would disagree with what I'm about to say. You want a strong 7. Let me tell you why. 10, fine as all get out, tada, body looking fine, everything like that. Got it going on. Too much maintenance.
Oh, way too much maintenance. It's a boat. Right? Well, the best days you get a boat, right, is the day you buy it, the day you sell it.
Yep. That's what they say.
That's what they say. Because it is, sure, it's fun when it works.
Yep.
But, man, it's a pain in the ass. And it causes so much stress.
Yeah.
A 10 is going to cause you so much stress.
No, I agree.
Too much. Because she knows she's fine. And you're expendable. She could take you or leave you. A 9. That's a problem, too, because you got enough people telling her she's a 10, so half of them acting that way. And by the way, the ones that ain't acting that way still require more from you than what others might. And so you got to be up on your game. That's problematic. 8, that's ideal, because that's really, really good looking. She got it going on. But at the same time, there's a level of independence that comes with it, which is never a bad thing, until she's so independent that she's making you feel like you need to be more dependent on her than she needs to be on you.
Yeah, I mean, that does
so happen. There's too many opportunities and too much time that's wasting away.
Yeah, what a headache. You get like 8, 9, or 10, you just headache city. Headache city.
No, it seems like a lot of problems.
Like that dude.
But then he's like, go for a 7. A 7 is that's the sweet spot. Because mm-hmm. She's not the best looking, right?
Probably. Well, she's got insecurities.
You know, yeah. But she probably knows how to treat a man,
yep.
Right? Is happy to have a man. Because, you know, if you're a 10 and you just can get, you know, you just get men all the time,
mm-hmm.
It's not that what's the fun in that, right?
No fun. Yep.
So she's just, you're expendable. So she's never going to truly have feelings for you. Not a deep emotional connection to you. Where he says, as a 7.
Like a dude, not that dude. Here's where the strong 7 comes in. Looks wise, she can compete with an 8. But her mentality is not that of an 8. So she's more appreciative.
Man, isn't that the one thing that a dude really cares about too? Obviously, loyalty is a big one. But appreciation.
Yeah,
you know, recognition. I'm not saying you got to give your dude a trophy every single day, but he does want to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he wants. He wants to feel appreciated. And here's another thing.
If he tells you that, you know.
If she's a 10, like, she doesn't have to put any work into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
None. She's not going to be like, hey, let me do something nice for him. She's going to be like, hey, you're lucky to have me.
Right.
So you think you're ever going to get a nice, delicious meal with love? Absolutely not. You could even say when she's bleeping the bleep, she's doing it kind of like, meh.
Meh.
Because it's like, eh. If she even does that.
Right.
I've seen on Reddit, some dudes are like, the really, really, really attractive women don't even do that.
What?
Yeah, they don't even do that because it's like they don't have to.
No, they definitely do.
That's for the 7s and 6s.
No, stop it.
I mean, that's what they're saying, that the really attractive women, like maybe they'll do it in the beginning, but as soon as they can not do it, they're not doing it.
Because
they don't really want to do it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, they do.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of y'all out there that, you know,
majority.
I mean.
Majority.
Like that one lady from when we kicked off the show, she loves it.
Yeah.
All right, but I don't know how many of those there are.
I like to think a lot.
I don't know.
What about you, Nard? What say you?
I would say a lot.
A lot of girls, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're not. I'm talking the tens and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah, Nard
doesn't. You're saying
that
majority
tens,
of women
right,
like to bleep to bleep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With
if
your
do.
Experience, I mean, because yes. Nard is the one out there slaying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
Chris, would you say that the majority like to do that?
Not like.
I don't
Will,
think they
yes.
do.
Like,
Will, no. I don't think it's a like. I don't think it's like, oh, man, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Well, he's a one and a two. Like, that's why he's not.
Okay. Well, he's a one, right. and a two.
Yeah, one or a two, depending on his day.
You said he's a one and a two.
Yeah. Like, it just really depends on his day, but, like, they're not going to have sex.
How are you calling him a one or a two, and then you call yourself a seven?
Because I
don't get it. I don't get that.
Chris is not bad looking at all.
You know the girls like Chris, right?
Yeah,
like, girls
they find
look
him
at Chris
to be handsome.
Like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
Really?
They don't look at Chris in disgust.
Really?
I don't think so.
They look at him like, man, that's a tight
sweater.
Just
because he's a bigger boy.
Yeah. When,
girls
when
like
when
bigger boys.
Divorce,
yeah, dude, but he's strong.
My inbox lit up.
Oh, right.
No, I promise. Ask Derek.
I believe it.